And Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents. The Lord hath blessed my master greatly, and he is become great. And he hath given him flocks and herds and silver and gold, and menservants and maidservants and camels and asses. For he had possession of flocks, and possession of herds, and great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him. Then Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed. And he divided the people that was with him, and the flocks and herds and the camels, into two bands, and said, And he said unto him, My lord knoweth that the children are tender, and the flocks and herds with young are with me. And if men should overdrive them one day, all the flock will die. And thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near unto me, thou, and thy children, and thy children's children, and thy flocks, and thy herds, and all that thou hast. And the men are shepherds, for their trade hath been to feed cattle. And they have brought their flocks, and their herds, and all that they have. Then Joseph came and told Pharaoh, and said, My father and my brethren, and their flocks, and their herds, and all that they have, are come out of the land of Canaan. And behold, they are in the land of Goshen. And they brought their cattle unto Joseph. And Joseph gave them bread in exchange for horses, and for the flocks, and for the cattle of the herds, and for the asses. And he fed them with bread for all their cattle for that year. When that year was ended, they came unto him the second year, and said unto him, We will not hide it from my lord, how that our money is spent. My lord also hath our herds of cattle. There is not aught left in the sight of my lord, but our bodies and our lands, all the house of Joseph, and his brethren, and his father's house. Only their little ones, and their flocks, and their herds they left in the land of Goshen. And Moses said, We will go with our young, and with our old, with our sons, and with our daughters, with our flocks, and with our herds will we go, for we must hold a feast unto the Lord. And Pharaoh called unto Moses, and said, Go ye, serve the Lord. Only let your flocks and your herds be stayed. Let your little ones also go with you. Also take your flocks and your herds, as ye have said, and be gone. And bless me also. And a mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks and herds, even very much cattle. And no man shall come up with thee, neither let any man be seen throughout all the mount, neither let the flocks nor herds feed before that mount. Shall the flocks and the herds be slain for them to suffice them? Or shall all the fish of the sea be gathered together for them to suffice them? And when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied. And thither ye shall bring your burnt offerings, and your sacrifices, and your tithes, and heave offerings of your hand, and your vows, and your freewill offerings, and the firstlings of your herds and of your flocks. Thou mayest not eat within thy gates the tithe of thy corn, or of thy wine, or of thy oil, or the firstlings of thy herds, or of thy flock, nor any of thy vows which thou vowest, nor thy freewill offerings, or heave offering of thine hand. And thou shalt eat before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose to place his name there, the tithe of thy corn, of thy wine, and of thine oil, and the firstlings of thy herds and of thy flocks, that thou mayest learn to fear the Lord thy God always. And David took all the flocks and the herds which they drave before those other cattle, and said, This is David's spoil. The rich man had exceeding many flocks and herds, and over the herds that fed in Sharon was Shitrei the Sharonite, and over the herds that were in the valleys was Shaphat the son of Adlai. Moreover, he provided him cities and possessions of flocks and herds in abundance, for God had given him substance very much. Also the firstborn of our sons and of our cattle, as it is written in the law, and the firstlings of our herds and of our flocks to bring into the house of our God, unto the priests that minister in the house of our God. Be thou diligent to know the state of thy flocks, and look well to thy herds. And Sharon shall be a fold of flocks, and the valley of Achor a place for the herds to lie down in, for my people that have sought me. For shame hath devoured the labor of our fathers from our youth, their flocks and their herds, their sons and their daughters. And they shall eat up thine harvest, and thy bread which thy sons and thy daughters should eat. They shall eat up thy flocks and thine herds. They shall eat up thy vines and thy fig trees. They shall impoverish thy fenced cities, wherein thou trustest with the sword. They shall go with their flocks and with their herds to seek the Lord, but they shall not find him. He hath withdrawn himself from them. How do the beasts groan? The herds of cattle are perplexed, because they have no pasture. Yea, the flocks of sheep are made desolate.